The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
We begin this morning with the news that insolvencies in the hospitality sector are down 27% so far this year. Now, there's a VAT rate which is coming for the sector. It hasn't happened yet, but it's due to come into effect in the summer. And some experts have said they don't expect the VAT cut to reduce or impact the number of insolvencies any further. So, is it necessary? I'm joined now by Barra Rowntree, Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College, and Anthony Gray, who's owner of Hooked and Alavon restaurants in Sligo. And you're both welcome to the programme. Barra, I'll start with you. I mean, in light of this new information now that insolvencies were down at the start of the year, can and should the government rethink this VAT rate cut?
Well, they should and they can, and they should have never bought the arguments from the hospitality sector in the first place. So, as you said today, we've seen that the insolvencies are actually down on last year. But whenever insolvencies were mentioned, whenever company closures were mentioned, the hospitality lobby groups never mentioned, and restaurant lobby groups never mentioned, that there was actually 11 new companies being formed for every one that was closing. So it was never the case that there was this tsunami of closures, because there was much more restaurants opening than there were closing. And this was always the case. And if you looked at any of the data around this, the hospitality sector, in particular restaurants, were doing well. They had a very hard time during COVID, but they'd bounced back very strongly. They were not doing worse. They were not facing into lots of job losses. But instead, their lobbyists managed to convince the government that they needed a 700 million tax cut this year on top of the 2 billion in tax expenditures and reduced tax rates that they already received, because 13.5%, as your listeners will know, is a lot less than 23% that's paid on most goods and services. So there was never a case for this. There's never a good economic case for this tax cut. And we are now looking at a situation where the government says, oh, we're going to hold the plans on the public finances. We're going to provide support to households, but we're also somehow going to give a 700 million tax cut to the sector.
Anthony, the government was sold a pop, says Barra.
Claire, I don't agree with any of them comments. We lobbied and we fought hard to get the VAT rate to 9%. There is closures left, right and centre all over Ireland, and especially in rural Ireland. The hospitality industry, and indeed Ireland, rely on restaurants. We are one of the biggest indigenous employers in the country, and right across the board, why Barra mightn't see the effects that we have in rural Ireland, but right across the board, we're seeing it with suppliers. Suppliers are coming in, they're worried. Artisan, little small producers, the wonderful food that we bring to the table, the Cead Mhíle Fáilte for our visitors that are coming in. The restaurants were closing right down. What the VAT rate done was it helped us to hang on, and this 9% is very welcome. Over the last 16 years, the VAT rate out of the last 17 years has been in place at 9%. Mm-hmm. And we needed it.
Do you take Barra's point there that there were more places opening than closing? And that does tell a tale, doesn't it? If people are willing to speculate and invest in the restaurant sector, in the hospitality sector, then it must be a good place to be if you're in business, if that's the case.
I think Barra doesn't realise that a lot of these businesses are big, massive food companies. They're not small, independent traders. All you need to do is to come down here on a Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday night in Sligo, where most of the businesses aren't open because they can't afford to open. Mm-hmm. You know, what we need here is, and the government, it was in the programme for government, they've came out and they've given it to us and we welcome it. And, you know, the government realised that if they didn't do that, that the hospitality and the amount of people employed in it would lose their jobs. Yeah, it's very difficult.
Yeah, Barra, it's like a two-speed sector, isn't it? Like, you have the big boys, the big multinational companies, the fast food companies and so on. They might need this, but operators that Anthony's describing there desperately do.
And if there is something that needs to be done for the smaller businesses, a VAT cut is a terrible way to do it, because actually who it rewards most are the businesses who are selling a lot and you have high turnover, or it's those who have very high margins. And again, if that's not the groups that apparently want to help, and it's the ones in parts of rural Ireland, well, in that case, do something to address rates. There are much better ways, much less expensive ways, much more targeted ways. But instead, and I think it's worth kind of thinking about this, you know, the hospitality lobby group represents all hospitality sector, including those very large chains. And what they sought and what they got very successfully was a very expensive tax cut that I think now are going to put a huge pressure on the government's finances, as it looks to how do we support households. I mean, how individuals, workers around the country are paying a higher share of their incomes in tax this year because there wasn't a space for any increases in the tax credits or tax thresholds last year because it was all sucked up by this measure, which again goes disproportionately to those big restaurants and chains, which the lobby group Restaurants Association of Ireland represent, and isn't the story that we're being told about.
Yeah, so Anthony, the point that Barra is making there is that the wrong thing was sought here, that there could have been more targeted supports for the likes of yourself and people who are smaller operators, not these big companies, because they, I mean, you know, they don't need it.
Look, there's lots of companies out there that are Irish and support Irish jobs and actually create jobs within the industry. You've got to understand too, Claire, there's been a wage increase, there's been an energy increase, there's food costs have gone through the roof, and then there's pension enrolment. So when you take all of that and you take the pension enrolment and the wage increase and you offset it against that, it's nearly like for like. So it's as broad as
it's long. Those things affect all sectors, though. It was just hospitality that got the VAT cut.
Yeah, but you also have to understand that the wages have gone up and that there's pension enrolment for the first time for the hospitality industry. If the government want to come out and do something proper, they'll come out with a proper energy package for the cost of living crisis that we find ourselves in. I find myself in it myself. And as well as that, Claire, the cost of food are going to go up. And we've also just heard this morning, unfortunately, that every leader in the European countries is now going to come out and tell people not to travel, not to fly, to stay at home, to work at home. So what's that going to have the impact on our industry? It's going to destroy us. Yeah. It's very worrying times, Claire.
Barra, what do you say to that about, you know, all of the increased costs that the sector has faced from wages to pension, auto enrolment and increased energy costs?
Well, I'd say, why is the hospitality sector special? I mean, as you mentioned, all those costs have increased other business as well. They've affected retail in particular. They can't claim to be uniquely exposed to these additional costs. And then there's also the question of why is that the government's responsibility? Why is that the taxpayers' responsibility to subsidise? So what's been mentioned there was pensions auto enrolment. A lot of workers getting a pension for the first time in history. Why is that up to taxpayers to subsidise rather than businesses? If there are businesses who cannot operate while paying workers the minimum wage plus their pension, then there is a question about, is it the case that the government should be subsidising that? And so I think for me, what we have is a really expensive, mistargeted tax subsidy, 700 million on top of an existing 2 billion a year. And this is at a time when the government are now saying, well, we're not sure how much we're going to do on household supports because they're not going to have the resources to stick within their budgetary package. Yeah. So, again, this is about choices.
Well, you know, a listener makes a point that it's not just an economic issue. It's a social issue as well. And nobody wants to see places closing down, unable to survive in their local community. And if this helps mitigate against that, then it's worth doing.
Well, the point is you can do something that's less expensive and mitigates against those specific things instead of all the dead weight that's associated alongside it. But there's many other social problems we want to address. Child poverty is one that the government has said repeatedly that they want to address. I've done some research with the Isra Community Foundation Ireland over the last few years showing that you could reduce child poverty by a quarter for, as it turns out, the exact same cost as this big VAT subsidy to the hospitality sector. So again, it is about choices. It's about what we want to see society. But there are real trade-offs here. And I think that wasn't really recognised in the run-up to the budget. That wasn't really recognised, certainly, by the hospitality sector, who just focused on what they would get. But other people are bearing the cost of this.
So given that the context has changed as well, Andrew, you mentioned, you know, the crisis that we are in because of the US decision to go to war with Iran and everything that might be coming from that. Are you concerned that the government mightn't be able to afford to do this VAT rate cut for hospitality in the summer?
I'm not one bit concerned. They've came in and they've given it to us and they promised it. They've seen the devastation across the board in the hospitality industry where there was job losses abound. You know,
there was job gains. The sector grew in size. It's just not true.
I'm sorry. I didn't cut across you. You know,
I wasn't lying, so you know.
Pardon?
It is a debate and we are allowed to butt in on each other. That's fine, as long as we're respectful. So, but carry on, Anthony.
Look, at the end of the day here, Claire, there is restaurants that are hanging on by their fingernails. My own staff are very concerned for their own work because we have to reduce hours. And I say, oh, look, there's nobody booked in on Tuesday night. I may have to send you home early. Like, Barra doesn't realise that. Obviously, he may be an economist. But if he comes down here and sees and goes out on a Monday and Tuesday night around Sligo when the tourist numbers aren't here, and it's across, and it's not just Sligo, it's the length and breadth of the country. And, you know, when the tourists aren't there, restaurants can't open. Does Barra want the country to absolutely close down and have no restaurants? Like, there has to be a point here. The point was that the government realised that they had to reduce the VAT rate down to 9% from 13.5% because it was too expensive and restaurants were closing and jobs were being lost. Now what they've done is in July, when it does come in, we will welcome it. We will be able to open up. We will be able to create more jobs and we'll be able to survive. And the government will be able to see that we are continuing to push forward and grow our industry and show the beautiful Cade Mhíle Fáilte and keep local suppliers on the menu and artisan suppliers. Mm. Because in every town across the length and breadth of this country, every town survives on little small independent cafes, helping that artisan supplier, buying the bread, buying the meat, etc., etc. It keeps money and jobs in town.
Anthony, people,
and that's what it's important.
From what I'm seeing on my screen here, people really have an issue with the big boys, you know, profiting from this. And here's a message which I think says a lot. Tax cuts for companies replacing jobs with automated kiosks for ordering. It's a joke. Now, surely, I mean, you described the artisan bread supplier and so on. And I think that most people would say, well, that's a good idea. Let's try and support those types of producers. But that person is right. The company that has gotten rid of the person who works at the counter and they've put in a machine to take an order, they're getting this as well.
Look, I agree with you, Claire. And I brought this up before on many occasions. That wasn't down to the Restaurant Association of Ireland. That was down to the government. And the government decided that the VAT rate was across the board.
But it was the Restaurants Association that pushed and pushed and pushed for that.
We pushed and pushed and pushed to make sure that the 9% that was in for the last 16 out of the last 17 years was brought back in place so that businesses mm-hmm. could hang on.
Will it help businesses to hang on? Or is there more at play here? I mean, when this comes in the summertime, do you firmly believe that it will mean that there are hospitality businesses that will stay open as a result?
Absolutely. Like, all you have to do is speak to any restaurateur or any supplier that comes in the restaurant. They're all struggling. It's very, very difficult out there mm-hmm. because you've got, like, if the price of oil goes up, including my own house where I have three kids here, like, will I hold on to my money and maybe not go out for that meal? 100%. Because it's getting too expensive and it's a worry across the board. So therefore, it has a snowball effect on our industry. And when the VAT rate comes in July, it couldn't come quick enough, to be honest with you. The restaurants will absorb it up until then and then we'll be able to kick forward and offer value for money and push on and create more jobs. Uh-huh. And that's what our hospitality in Ireland is all about.
It doesn't sound to me like there will be any price reductions passed on to consumers if what you're saying is that the businesses are just hanging on now.
There will be price reductions passed on through early birds, through incentives to get people to come out and actually eat and come out and see that there is value for money. We're already doing that here in Sligo. Restaurateurs are already doing that. When the VAT rate comes in, they'll be able to do it even more. So, you know, it as I said to you, it couldn't come quick enough. There's little rural independent cafes where people go down. They go down for the chat, the cake, the coffee, they chat with the owner to meet friends. Like, you don't want that gone mm-hmm. and only see vape shops and barbers everywhere, you know?
Barra, Aileen has been in touch. Aileen's a bookkeeper from the Southwest working with small to medium-sized businesses. And when she hears economists forecast, they feel a bit removed from reality. The business owners that Aileen works with, especially in restaurants, they work incredibly hard. They've no real hours. They've no holidays. The supports and rate changes can make a real difference in keeping them open. Now, have you heard anything from Anthony there, backed up by Aileen, to convince you that maybe this VAT rate cut is the right thing to do?
Not at all. What I've heard is black is white and white is black. We've heard that there's job losses everywhere, that companies are closing. But again, if you actually look at the data on this, not just what has happening maybe in the streets around you, but if you look at what is happening nationally, there are more hospitality businesses than before. There was 11 new companies formed for everyone that was dissolved. And what we see is the
That's
sector
been going
has grown
on for the last 10 years.
Yes, indeed, and that is the way of it. So if that, if that's the case, it's been on the last 10 years. You've been lobbying for this cut for repeatedly. So you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't have it, oh, we're in immediate danger, but actually there's more companies being formed than closed. Employment is growing, but we need this.
So would you prefer
support.
To see us closed?
It is special pleading. No, not at all. But you're not going to. That's the point. This is just absolute nonsense from the lobbying sector that the government has bought hook, line, and sinker, and the taxpayer is
but
the one.
But
Barra,
the ones that are opening, are they not like, you know, Taco Bell's and donut shops and
Wendy's?
Not at all. I mean, again, if you look out there, there is always new restaurants opening, small ones. It is the sector that has a high degree of churn, and as Anthony said, always has. But that was hijacked by the Restaurants Association of Ireland to lobby in terms of special pleading for a very good deal for them. The 700 million, very expensive, on top of the 2 billion in reduced tax that they already pay in terms of that VAT. And what that means is that there is less for everyone else. It comes off to someone else's back. It means that there is workers' taxes are higher. It means that we're not doing anything on child poverty. It means that the government is more constrained when it's looking at supporting households. And so I don't think there was the problem. I think the Restaurant Association Ireland oversold it massively. If there was small parts of the sector that they wanted to support, they could have done that. But instead, and again, the Restaurant Association of Ireland represents McDonald's and others, worth remembering that, what they secured was a massive tax cut that, again, is on the back of the taxpayer.
Yeah, eating out is a luxury, says this listener, that many, many people can't afford. Reducing the VAT will have no effect on the disposable income of people. And I suppose that's part of your argument, Barra, that you could have used that money and spread it across the board or targeted more directly at people. Another one, I struggled to get a table for dinner in Maynooth last weekend. It was 8:15 p.m. and the town was packed. And again, I don't think, Anthony, you would deny that. But as you said earlier, it is the Monday, the Tuesday, the Wednesday night where there's no one out.
Correct, Claire. You know, a lot of the time, all you see is seagulls flying up and down. But you've got to understand, too, that we're...
They don't pay for anything, the seagulls, do they?
Exactly, because you can't... That's because it's the weather may be brutal and you just don't decide to go out. But you've got 260,000 people employed in the industry. And yes, we do need it. And if anybody in the last maybe 2 to 3 years has came and said, you know what, Anthony, I'm thinking about opening a restaurant, I'd say, you know what, you want to sit down there and fairly think about it, because there is actually no money in it. Because we, as I said to you, it's a very low margin business. Mm-hmm. So like, you're only just about creeping by every single week. But the government realized this, and this is why they've seen the closures, and they said, look, we have to support this industry and bring in the 9%, which they're bringing in July. It's in the program for government. As I said to you, it could not come quick enough to support our industry.
All right, listen, we'll leave it there. So many messages coming in on this. This is a problem of two economies, says this listener. Dublin being flooded with fast food chains and everything outside of Dublin falling apart. Not just Dublin being flooded with fast food chains, they're opening everywhere and they are going to benefit from this, which will cost €681 million in a full year. Barra Rowntree and Anthony Gray, thank you both for being with us.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.